We're in the middle of Hilchot Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Lamadal, the halachas of a fire on Shabbos. Siv Tezvav, on the bottom of Kofayin Zayin Amar Alf. Says the Mechabim Matzilin, Tikha Sefer Ima Sefer. You could save the case of the Sefer with the Sefer itself, the Tikha Tfilin, and the case of the Tfilin, in, as we continue in the base, page 354, Hatfilin with the Tfilin itself. Alpha Bishish Betech Mois, even though there's money inside that case, B'huah, then something is the short case of HaKadosh for all other holy writings. Says Mishburu Sifkot Mem Gimel, even though there's money inside, even according to the first opinion, it's a base. The matzal hasal mois lechod that you allow to save just money itself. And they had lega because of fire. Gamkin nechacha. Even so, it makes sense over here. The kamashma, what the teaching is, the matzal hasal mois agabas save. You allow to save the money through the heter of saving the sefer. Vafil lechod sechein moravas. Even to a quarter that does not have an eruv, and that is below hitzichu lenar mimena. We did not require them to shake out the money from that. Bag. Dilma the hachiv alchik, because maybe in the meantime, nafal adlik al sefer gufa, that the fire is going to fall onto the sefer itself, and therefore you let us save it with the money inside. Sif tezayin, yemenich tefillin ba'arniki. If they place the tefillin in a arniki perish kiss, a container moly moly full of money. Yochal atzilim nehad lik, you let us save because of the fire, nehagunav b'agazlan, more because of robbers and bandits, l'mokim shekel atzal tefillin, to the place where you can save the tefillin. Yes, Mishaim, those who say the Haina Davka, that specifically Kishanich B'Shem Erev Shabbos, if it placed there from before Shabbos. Says Mishpur Sivkot Mem Dal. So he said if Tefillin was in a case full of money, you could save because of the fire or because of robbers, Le Mokim B'chulu to a place that you could save the Tefillin. Haina, that is a full of Chot Shein Merevis, even to a quarter that does not have an Erev, Sivkot Mem Hei. Now, but Yes, Mishaim, the Haina B'chulu, those who say that specifically was put there from before Shabbos. They write, there's no machlekes. According to everyone, everyone holds initially one is not allowed to put tefillin near money during a fire so that you could like have a pretext now to save the money. But if it was placed on Shabbos, tefillin near the money. And then a fire happened. Then it is permitted according to everyone to save it. You don't have to shake out the money. I'm sure look over there. With Be'agra, in the Be'agra, he comes out, the Ikkuk Mechaba, primary is like the Mechaba told Day Roshan, according to first opinion, that actually, even initially, one is allowed to put the tefillin near the money during the fire, and Shem look there to go ahead and save the money, which is Sharatzin, Ismail Mav says, and it sounds like that that's how he's inclined Lalacha, that is permitted. Sivkotin Memvav. And the Yesh Mishayim said that that's specifically Kshenichim Shomei Erev Shabbos, it was put there from before Shabbos. Hainu, that is L'in Sheyoch L'Hatz L'Chot Shed Merevis, that is regarding this dispensation that one is allowed to save it to a courtyard that does not have an heir. L'Hatz L'Chot Shed Yochad, but to save it to a private domain, V'vula Kamevis of Yizayin, that we're going to see later on of Yizayin, the Yesh Mishayim, that those who permit a fill out the Kikar V'tinik, even through a loaf of bread or child, Kshemnich L'Av B'Shaz Adlik, when you put it on it during a fire, that's the Mogad Vam, and that's as Mucham Nabil Nagoyin and Sif Yizayin. Sif Yizayin. Yesh matirim, that those who permit lahatzel diskia malei mois, to save a diskia, a container full of money, al dei kikor tinik, through a loaf of bread or a baby, minat lika, from a fire, minat ganav, magadlan, more from robbers and bandits. Now, but after l'shul siyach, that's specifically to a private domain. Avalei l'chatzel shed merev, is not to a court that does not have an eruv. Says the Ramah, matzil ha-svarm, you could save the svarm, afil l'chatzel shein merev, is even to a court that does not have an eruv. Continues Mechabal Lamalve Pirish Mokum Shne Shnechnasim Men L'Chatzeres, an alleyway. There's an area where all the courtyards go into the alleyway, which then goes into the Rishos Rabbim. If Shalain is Shtatvuboy, so you can't save not into a chatzer that's not an erev, or to a mavet that's not have a sheetiv mavoyis, which is essentially what an erev is for a chatzer is what a sheetiv is for a mavet. But continues Mechabal says, well, Vashi Yiboy Sholish Mechitz V'Lechi, as long as it has three walls and a side post. It says Mishpur Sivkot and Yudzayin. So you start off with Yesh Matir Mechulah, those who permit to save a container full of money through the loaf or the baby from the fire. And we said Dafka L'Shos Yachid, which Mishpur says, V'hainu that is Yachid Litin, Nafil Likat Chil B'Shabbos, that is the Allah, even initially put on Shabbos, L'Hatzal Yodim, to save through them, Afil HaMoyis Choshev, even if the money is significant, Ma'achivit Shemaneich, it's like more than the object that you're putting near it. V'loim Min Mizeh, we don't say regarding this, that item should be second, it should be nullified regarding the money. Although in general it's forbidden to move on muksa item, like they dvar heta munich alav, through a permitted item that's put on it, deloy umru kikar tinnik, because we didn't say this aloch of the loaf or the baby, ilin tutlam is bavad, only regarding moving a dead body. Because of the loss of the fire, he killed Bechalzer, they were leading regarding all this vines of bays, Tishma Tim, some permit, Avila Lake, you could call it, actually even when out of the loaf of bread at all. Sivkot Memchas. We said as long as a shalosh mechitzah v'lechi, three walls and a side post. But leilech, without a side post, how about like a karmelis? Actually, now it's like a rabbinically forbidden there. You have a karmelis. But and then it's not permitted even because of svarim. Which Shara Tzit Nais Mem Gimel says is look at the Shabbat that he writes that according to the placement that they hold that in today's times there's no Rosh Hashanah, it's permitted to the Yeshayimim that we mentioned Shini Gimel Sefirat Ches, but in a Mavim of Foolish that is open on both sides, for sure it seems that not to be lean regarding a situation which is really a full-fledged Haitzah of carrying out even because of Svarm. Sefirat Ches Kasu Mashim Goyin, they wrote in the name of the Goyin Shemutul, I mean not the Vonnegan, from the Gainim, Shemutul Lemele and Yehudi, that is permitted to tell a non-Jew, Lahatzel Svarm Nat Leka, to save Svarm from a holy books from a fire, even through the street. It says, Meshbura Sivkatan Memtesh, Shemutul Lemele and Yehudi, you're allowed to tell non-Jew, because the Shvus, the Mele and Yehudi, the rabbinic prohibition of telling a non-Jew to do something forbidden, showing him their business kisra kodesh, is permitted because of the disgrace to the holy writings. Vav gemaras of shar svarim, and even the gemaras and other svarim have bechal zeh says bim gemaras that's also included in this. Sif yitaz kol mashem mutl hasam minat lake, whatever you let us save from the fire, mutl hasam minayim you let us save from water. Mashar dvarim hamabnim or anything that is going to destroy those items. Sif chaf hagil yonim. The margins shalemala v'shalmata that's on the top and the bottom shebein parsha l'parsha ends between each parsha shebein daf l'daf or between each page shebetchilas ha'sefer shebesefer sefer or that's in the margin beginning of the sefer or at the end of the sefer imatzil noisim those things you cannot say says mishbrusav cut nun haguyanim shenechtuchu ben ha'sefer mean they were obviously not connected but that was cut off from the sefer shenimcha ha'sefer or the sefer was erased. And you don't have even 85 letters left. The shub azle kedushte shalaklav shatachtu, so then it loses the sanctity of the parchment that's beneath it. Vegam shal giyon shesviva, and also the margins that's all around. The Sharet Saint Ois Memdal brings this from the Magid Ram. It says that what the Magid Ram means is only regarding the margin, because even from the margin that it loses the kedusha through this, because from the parchment that's beneath the writing, obviously it was obvious to the Gemara that since initially it was not sanctified only through the writing, so if there's no more writing, so the sanctity is not there anymore. Look within the Gemara, and that's the Magid Ram is being arrived from Sefer Beis. Din Machaber rules that specifically when you have 85 letters remaining, and if not, you don't save, even though it has the margins, and it doesn't explain the dafka where you cut off the margins. As everything is brought in the Gemara, says Mishpura further. Because Maram B'Tshuva, the Maram writes in the responsim that Shoyu Takana Becherim, there was an institution punishable of an excommunication. Shlo Lekatzis Gilian Sefer, not to cut off the margins of a sefer, but look at the lichter, but even to write on them. But Masav Binyam Tzim Kuf Herachis Lenti Al Gilian Shal Svarim, running the margins of the Svarim, Shar Koshin Svarim, that those who bind. The Yisvarim Chaytchen Ois Mashlichim, they cut them off these margins, they throw it away. But the reason is, given the Nogukach, since that's the custom of a Luki Ilu Hisna Limitchel, it's as if they originally stipulate on them, Ein Tzim Kupnun Dal, Tzif Ches, which the Dishu 45 brings that Dihi writes that you have to protest regarding those who utilize Kisei Kodesh for the purposes of binding Svarim, because he violates on that the Lav, like it's written, Lysas Kin Lashamakecha, to destroy him and to forbid him, even if you're careful not to erase the words. Through the binding of the when you're wrapping it together, because at least you're demoting it from its kedusha. Continue the mishmaru says, "If that's the case, imatzilnas, you don't save them." About good, the mesach to save in perik vav, a machatech b'svarim, someone cuts by the svarim, a chadash muter if they knew it's permitted, b'yishanim asher if it's old, it's forbidden. That's how the Magen Avraham brings. And by time, the reason is the Bechadoshim, when the Nuki, he's new mitchil, the Messiah, because they were originally stipulated. And Vazmoni, Gamkin, Lavnelson, even though it was prepared, it's also not significant. But if I loved them, it was already learned from them, then Avagayan, this Kachu, Gedush Hazram, then even the margins were already sanctified with Gedush Hazram, and therefore that is problematic to demote its sanctity. Sif Chaf Aleph. A Bikarsim, the heretics. Tanya Adukum, Abuzz Kacham, they're very connected to idolatry. Those renegade rebellious Jews that are idol worshippers, they write the holy writings. You don't save them. Even during the weekday, you burn them with their mentions of God's names. Siv Katan and Alf that they wrote these Kisei Kodesh. I feel like Savashuris, even like a Sefer Torah, the Ashuri script, Alaklaf, Abadiri, on parchment with ink. Siv Katan Beis, you burn it with the Maskaras, with the mention of God's name. Because since they're well connected to Avodah Zarah, for sure they wrote it for the purposes of idolatry. And from here you have to warn regarding these golden and silver coins that were minted by those who are very bound to their idolatry. Shasum that listen while Zevatar, they did not let hang them on a Torah scroll. But Gamin Lahas, the guys in Meshusa, and a person should not even hold on to them in his property. El Yatich Miyad, they should melt them down right away, because they should Yashum as Zikar Masim, so that there shouldn't be any memory for their actions that's in the Bach and the Tas. But Rav Marin, Rav Yehuda Miller in this topic, so Rav Yehuda Miller was not sure, Imut Latich, and if you allow to melt them down, Shame in a minimum, Lavoidis Gelulim, because maybe they're not heretics to idolatry. That he permits to melt down the coins that have God's four-letter name. That's made in Shvedia and this country, Sweden. Because they were minted to use, as if they were written explicitly for mundane purposes. Look over there. This is the custom is in certain communities. When they bless a sick person, and they collect money from every single person, and they put the vessel with the money into the Aron Kodesh, they're not doing well. Look over there, which tradition 50 brings. And the reason for this explains the Taz, because there's a name of Tuma on those coins. Says Mishru Balavach, anyway, Osla Hasim Lotech Aron Kodesh, now I'll put into the Aron Kodesh, Dovash Achol, a Medain item. Akin Yishlam Naya Minik, therefore one should refrain from doing this custom. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 46, and the Kis Vechavetz Chaim, the letter number 83, regarding Shas, regarding the Gemara, which was not learned from yet, that the Chavetz Chaim says, you're allowed to tear out from it pages with the intention of using for the purposes of printing, because the printing is only considered like Hazman, like prepared. And we know that Lach is Hazman Lav Milsi. The fact that it was prepared for this doesn't mean anything, like it's burden Shulchan Aruch and Simen Beis, and Mishbru with it. This girl also explains that the Chavetz Chaim did not permit only to tear out pages from the Sefer, but not, he didn't permit to degrade the Sefer itself. True is that of Nazarites, that only Sfarim of Torah Shabbat are not sanctified when you didn't learn from them, but Sfarim of Torah Shabbat Sam, then you have to be particular on the sanctity even before you learn from them, because the printing is better than just like preparing. It's more than just Hazmana. Now, when they drill Sfarim for the purpose of their binding, and then you have these crumbs from the pages of the Sefer, but not from the letters. Well, Yashiv and Reb Chaim can't say, hold, that if you didn't learn from this farm yet, you're allowed to throw those crumbs into the garbage. And also the Hetan Meshabur in the new margins is only by the paper themselves, but not in the letters. But when you cut the margins from news from that they didn't learn from yet, well, Yashiv instructed, like a tchilo, not to throw it to the garbage, but it doesn't require gneza. This girl tells us that if you wrap it very well, you're allowed to throw it into the garbage and to put these margins into the recycling, and this girl holds that's forbidden because it is vulnerable to get to a degrading utility from it, literally. This number 47, old margins, that you're not allowed to cut them off, even though they're more than the measurement of what the margin has to be. Chaznish writes that dafka, that's the margin that's above and below the writing. But regarding the margin that's in the beginning, you say, well, the end, it's possible that there's no kedush in them, and you're allowed to even do this by old margins. Regarding the margin of the Sefer Torah that it was already read from, Rilash and Hold, and this grellas, that even that one should bury them, however, they don't need to have Geniz and the Kalichers, and according to Chaznish that we mentioned before, it's possible that the same thing would be even if you didn't read from it. Edition number 48, Chaznish writes that what does it mean, new? It means before you made up, if you're going to leave the margins without cutting off the excess for what, more than what's necessary, whereas the Shir of Kedir Tzarka is for sure, even by new ones, they can all cut off. Edition number 50. Yeah.